figure it out. Take 376. Action. I'm playing. Good evening, friends. Welcome to another episode of Figure It Out. If you listen to us in the morning, good morning to you. You guys know how we are on Figure It Out. We're on the winding river of life. We always say the river that you was in yesterday is not the river you're going to be in today. And it ain't going to be that water tomorrow. In this case, we're about to get real, real corny right now. We got a real special guest for you guys today. Tish, who do we have?
Well, well, friends, we have the one and only the beautiful, lovely, vivacious Nyjah Wiggins of Corny's.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for having me. And thank you for the intro. I appreciate that, sis.
Not a problem. We got to praise everybody. Uplift everyone.
Uplift. It's going to make my day tomorrow because it's nighttime right now where we at.
And trust me, I'm not lying. You know, everything I say is truthful. So
y'all heard that, right? Heard that, listeners? Y'all heard what she said? So when y'all come correct, okay?
Absolutely. Now, before we get started, let's tell you guys about our lovely guest, Nyjah. So this is Nyjah Wiggins. She is a mother and the proud, I mean proud, owner of Corny's Food Truck based in Philadelphia. Growing up in North Philadelphia with her parents, she loved writing music and cooking. Her family kept her well-rounded by introducing her to music and dance just as long as her academics were on point. And I think that goes for a lot of us who grew up around that time.
I can relate.
Yes. My parents did not play, okay?
That's right.
Yes.
Her most joyous moments were always at the table, surrounded by family and food, especially on Sundays when all of her cousins and aunts would gather down on 28th Street at her grandma's, Mama Barlow's house.
Yes.
As soon as she got there, she would jump at the opportunity to help cook and set up. Her auntie Juanita would always call her to assist her in catering gigs throughout the city, and that was the spark to her restaurant idea. Now let's fast forward to 2019. She finally decided to save up and execute. She planted her foot on gourmet corn on the cob and popcorn, introducing a more fun and creative flair to vegetables, becoming the star of the dish and everything else aside. Due to her love for various cuisines, she incorporated recipes that would satisfy a range of tastes and palates. She is thankful for the unending support, and she is diligent by paying it forward. She takes pride in exceptional customer service, which she does, and makes sure that it feels like home every time you have a Corny's experience. She's the support. She's the family. Sorry, they're the support. They're the family. They're the home. And they are ears for you.
Yes, get it? We're here for you. That was lovely. Thank you.
You're
every
welcome.
Time I hear my story, I get a little emotional.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, it's like I'm hearing about me for the first time. I know that sounds weird, but it does. It feels like I'm hearing about myself for the first time. And I appreciate you reading it. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. And if I could give a backstory, it's probably to the friends, they're like, dang, you know, Tish know a lot of people. Nah, Tish is just fat and a mover.
I can't. No, listen, I ain't gonna lie, Tish. So, you know, we always got to do a little bit of background on our guests on the show, see who we're gonna have on. And like, I was like, where is Corny's? Where can I find it? Cause that looks so good right now. I showed my mom. I showed my wife. I'm like, hey, listen, like, we got to go to Corny's to find out what's going on because Tish, that was for you, Tish. And I was like, yo, it's happening right now. So, yeah. So please tell us, like, how do you, like, first, like, thank you for being on. But, like, this, like, tell us, like, what made you, like, throw these recipes together and make it look scrumptious? Like.
Delicious.
You know, my favorite vegetable is corn.
Okay.
It always has been and always will be. And I came up with the idea with my two aunts, my Aunt Nita and my Aunt Lisa. And I wanted to start a food business. I felt like my family is full of great cooks. You know, everybody feel like their family has the best cooks in the world, and I'm no different. I felt the same way. I still feel the same way.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to open up a small little restaurant, and preferably the boardwalk. That was my that's actually my ultimate goal.
Okay.
My ultimate goal is to open up a Cornies on a boardwalk. So we came up with the idea of doing corn on a cob, but I thought it was too plain. And I just thought of unique ways to serve a vegetable. So I thought of having different toppings. So I have like a Mexican style one. I have a jerk one that comes with jerk chicken and peppers. I have a deep fried corn on a cob. I have a Cajun style corn on a cob. And I have just a plain just for the kids or people that don't like toppings on it. So I try to add, you know, have something for each taste palette for somebody to like. And I'm adding some, I actually have something that I'm supposed to be bringing out this summer. And it's definitely a Philly thing. And I hope that it does great. And then I also have one for our Eagles. I have a green on the top for the Eagles. And so I just wanted to be unique. And from there, I was selling it out of my grandmother's home.
Okay.
For like $2 a cob, even with the toppings and everything. But I wanted to see if people liked it. So I started selling it out of my grandmother's house. And I knew that I had something when people that I didn't know started showing up. So when people that I didn't know started showing up, one, I couldn't have people that I didn't know showing up to my grandmother's home.
Right.
And two, I knew I was on to something. So I just started doing food truck festivals, just doing pop-ups and things like that. And from there, you have what I have now, Cornies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is how I came across you. I met you at a food truck festival.
You did. This past summer.
Yes, ma'am. And that was my actually second encounter with you, because I think the first time I came across you was at Jenkintown's food truck festival.
Really?
And the second time was in Norristown. Yes, ma'am.
Seriously.
Don't hear that, listen. Okay. Cornies get around, y'all.
Right.
Cornies get around.
And that's what I'm telling you. I'm fat.
And you only
two different places.
To me one time. That's the crazy thing. You only like formally introduce yourself to me one time. So I'm happy that you enjoy your experience with me.
Yeah.
And you know, my team. So that's super cool.
It definitely was. And you know, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little hesitant because I was just like, I like Mexican corn, but sometimes we're like, oh, it's not gonna be as good because it's not from that. But baby, when I got it, and then my family's like, what's that? I was like, here, try it. They were like, oh, give me one. I said, ain't this about something?
Money Jones.
I mean, and what I liked about it, and I believe I have it posted on our page from the time I met you, was the fact that the corn was so fresh. Like, it definitely was not some corn that she bought at the grocery store. I don't know where you got it from.
I go straight to the farm. I have it's a local farm, so it's not too far, but I go directly to the farm to pick out my corn on a cob. I never serve anything frozen. I make sure that it's always fresh because you can tell with the quality of food.
Absolutely.
So it's straight from the dirt onto your plate, baby. Straight from the dirt onto your plate. So that's how fresh it is.
So you're utilizing local farmers.
I am.
And listen, y'all can't see her right now, but I'm looking at a beautiful black entrepreneur business owner, and we love black businesses.
Yes.
Shout out to all the black business owners. But like, so how does that feel like, you know, like taking the local farmers and bringing them to the forefront of what you're doing?
They deserve it. They work so hard. It takes time to, actually, it takes time to have a product that tastes like that. Like being able to taste something so fresh. Like in the city, we're so used to something fast paced and things like that. And I knew that I wanted something different. It doesn't matter how many other people may sell corn in the city. They're not getting it directly from the source.
Right.
And I want, like, I use my hands, I use my love to make my dishes. And I feel like farmers do the same thing. If you're not using love to plant in the soil, then it won't grow. And I want to keep paying that forward, using love to make things and presenting it to your customers.
Absolutely. So how, like, you know, that, like you said, it's not frozen. It is fresh from the grove. How did you build that relationship? How did you like, hey, that farm over there? Because we don't have a lot of farms around.
You want to know something? It's a lot. They not corn, but okay. There are in the inner city, there are small share farms. I go to a gym here in the city. It's called the Croc Center. In the back of the Croc Center, they have their own farm area, and they have herbs and different things. So it's a bunch of small share spaces, and you know, in the city that are small farms. So we do. Mm. You just gotta look.
I'm just looking for the food, so I'm gonna let y'all look for that. And I'll consume.
I got you.
Definitely. So you started this back in 2019. Do you feel we're talking now, what, that's 3 years? Look, my man.
Going on five, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, my math ain't mathing right now. Don't judge me. So you've been doing this for almost 5 years. Do you feel you are now where you want to be? Or do you feel there's more?
Absolutely not. One thing I feel like you'll never know everything. So I try to remain a student. Because right now we're off season. I'm seasonal. So I'm from the spring to the fall.
Okay.
And during my off season, I try to join different cohorts. There are a lot of cohorts in the city for small businesses, people that want to start a business, that want to learn something new about business, accounting, understanding your audience, having business coaches, different, and they're free to everyone.
Okay.
So I try to utilize those community components within my business. So I'm always a student, and I'm not where I want to be. I don't feel like I have so much to do. I have so much. I don't feel like I've given back enough, to be completely honest.
Okay.
Once I feel like I'm really giving back to my city, to my people, to the youth, then I feel like I will be satisfied with that. But I'm still trying to, you know, get there.
Okay.
I want to be able to pay someone's tuition or be able to give someone above the minimum wage where what I'm offering them can change their lives. I haven't done that yet. When I do, then I'll be able to change this answer.
Okay. That's awesome. So I like that. So when you said spring to fall is your season.
Yes.
You have your food truck. Mm-hmm. Where do you have your schedule already for the spring? Because I know like people start planning
Okay, so I will give this out. The first event that I'm doing for the spring is the Manayunk Street Food Festival. And that's in April.
Woo! That is
I did it last year. Oh my God, it was so crowded. It was dope. So that's the first official event that I will be at in the spring, in April.
Okay.
So your audience, make sure y'all come see me.
Yes, friend, you gotta check her out. You know, I'm gonna be there.
We're definitely working on my schedule now. A lot of them are reaching out to me now. And then from there, I get to work around where I'll pop up at within the city.
Okay.
So
we're working on it right now. But you can follow my social medias and my website if you want to know where I am during the spring, the summer, and the fall.
Yes. Through that season. Spring through fall. Just follow Cornies.
Yes.
I'm a book a day and invite everybody. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yes. I'm
always doing something. I'm involved with the politicians. Absolutely. And we're always doing something, getting the vote out and everything like that. So we can definitely get you there when we do voter registration and everything. Just have you directly involved. And people,
I would love to. I've done some work with a lot of the council members within the city. I like Kendra Brooks, Curtis Jones, Kenyatta. a bunch of them. And like, those guys, they give back so much. They give back so much. So I do. That's why I try to do a lot of community events as well. So please, please, we would love to.
You're family now. You're on the show. So we're definitely.
Absolutely.
Your phone going to ring. Sure. Just hit you up. We're definitely going to book you.
We sure will. Because I'm telling you, like you said, you have corn for everybody. When I encountered you, I tried. And then, kind of a little segue, your corn names, where do you come up with them? Because they are not like, because we know Mexican corn is, you know, that's what we call it, Mexican corn. No, you got all these cute, I mean, I think they're cute, these cute names. Where did you come up with those?
Oh, they're named after my family members. So we have the George, and that's just the original one, and that's named after my father.
Nice.
Then we have the Mexican street corn. I call that the Lisa. That's named after my Aunt Lisa, who helped me come up with the idea.
Nice.
We have the Juanita, who is my other aunt that helped me come up with cornies, and that's the deep fried, the crunchy, sweet, you know, that reminds me of my Aunt Nita. I have the Calvin. I named that after one of my close friends who was a part of my twin's birth. Mm-hmm. And I also have, am I missing one? I'm missing something.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't name the Cajun one yet. I haven't named that yet. I don't know who I'm giving that one to. Okay. And then I also have a sweet tea, the Clarence tea. I named that after my grandmother.
Oh, okay. And don't forget your child, what was that?
Banana pudding.
Thank you. There you go.
Yes, and banana pudding as well. The banana pudding as well. Yes, I'm sorry about that. Yes.
Yeah, don't forget that.
That's not named after anyone either. It's just banana pudding.
You probably should, though. That'd be cute.
I might name
it after the kiddos.
They have something that they're working on themselves
right now.
Nice. Those future entrepreneurs in the making. There they go.
Definitely. Definitely.
Definitely keeping it in the family. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I didn't forget what my original question was with the have mercy.
It's okay. I'm gonna segue in here real quick. So, question.
Yes.
Have you, I know we all do, but I just want like personal experience from you. Have you faced like adversity to where like people are like, oh, that's not going anywhere, or like, why would you do that? Or that's not like, have you faced that? Like, and how did you overcome that? Cause like, so a lot of people get their dreams crushed. So, how do you prevail and keep going and like, you know, making your footprint to where you want to make it?
When I came up with the idea, I started talking about it to some friends, and they, like, the question that I used to get all the time was, that's it? That's all you're gonna do? You're not gonna add anything else? You're not gonna make, you know, fried chicken or, you know, any type of soul food? And at first it would make me feel like maybe I need to do more. And then I'm like, you know what? Nah, we're going to see if this really works. We're going to see if it really works. And then I just stuck to my guns. I kept doing it, and it worked. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, they want some ideas from me, or they, you know, bring their ideas to me and look for me to, you know, be the motivation for them. But, you know, some people, they might not believe in your dreams at first. They may not believe in your dreams at first. Another thing is, you know, being a mother as well. That is hard. It's that hard giving your time to your children, and then also trying to live out your dream as well. Mm-hmm. I had to become selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my daughters are well taken care of. They have beautiful personalities. They don't want for anything. And when I realized that, I was okay with me being selfish a little bit, because when they see what the outcome is, when they see that sometimes being selfish to work on something that you want to make come true, it works. It you know, I'm making it happen. So they're watching me, and they see that their dreams can come true as well.
Nice. That's beautiful.
That is. But I mean, you know, that's a realization, that's a real life piece for some people trying to do business, you know, whether male or female. If you have children in the mix, it is hard to find that balance. It's also hard to decide how much energy do you put into your business, or how much energy do I put into raising my kids? Mm-hmm. So, you know, for you to realize that, you know, they've got X, Y, and Z, they don't want for anything, they're growing beautifully, okay, maybe I can step back from them a little bit and now fully commit to what it is that I want to do.
Exactly.
So my question to you is, so you started in 2019, what year or when did you feel like you, so to speak, made it? Like, when did you have that moment of, this is really something and it's going somewhere?
Last year. So I would say 2023.
Really?
I feel like I made it in 2023 when the news stations started reaching out to me, when they were interested in my story. And I say that because in 2022, I was sending a press kit to all of the news stations about myself and about my story and things like that. None of them responded back.
Wow.
None of them. So it took for me to work harder, but I needed that. Mm-hmm. I didn't need that instant gratification. I didn't need that. Right. I just needed to continue to do what I was doing, and then they'll see me.
And they did.
I'm hard to miss. I'm yellow. You know, my aura is yellow. I'm hard to miss. Mm-hmm. So they didn't respond back to me then, but they started reaching out to me that following year based off of word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Some producers, you know, stopped by the truck, you know, and tried it. And I didn't know who they were. Mm-hmm. And they were so interested that they wanted me to come on to their, like, to the stations.
Right.
Or write stories about me and things like that. So last year
is when you had your moment of breakthrough. And I love that.
Yeah.
And you definitely have, because, you know, for our friends who follow you, you have been hitting the circuit, honey. I've seen it. I have seen it. I was like, okay, she doing yes, it.
I really am. I'm trying to I'm trying to space them out, you know, so that I can gear up towards the season.
Right.
But it's crazy. I had to turn some people down until the spring. I said, I'm so sorry, you know, but if they're going to be trying my dishes, I want to give you the best that I have.
Right.
And I don't want to go to the market and get something that was shipped from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I don't. I want to get from my folks. I want to give you what I offer. Right. Give you why people like what I serve.
Right.
So, yes, that, I did. I had to
well, shoot, I feel blessed that we were able to slide in there somewhere and get
it. I keep my word. When we had a conversation at the truck, when we talked and I said that I would, I meant it.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I really do. I don't think people realize how powerful word of mouth is and how powerful keeping to what you say mm-hmm. is to other people. So right. You good in my book, baby girl. You good in my book.
Now, every time people come on the show, I'm always telling them, you need a t-shirt for that. You need a t-shirt for this. But I'm looking at you with the t-shirt on.
So, oh, yeah. I'm the queen of the cob.
Queen of the cob. I see it.
Queen of the cob.
Tish, I can't even tell. I can't take credit for that one, Tish. She already did it.
Right.
I have that, and then I have other slogans. I have one that's called Corny John. So,
homage to Philly.
Yeah, you can be. I have one that says all shucks and so all shucks, Corny John, and the Queen of the Cob and Stalker. And I have one called Stalker.
I love it. All play mm-hmm. on corn.
I'm gonna have to give you guys some t-shirts. I'm gonna have to get your information so I can send you guys some t-shirts.
So do you sell your t-shirts as a part of like your brand? As you're going around, as you're going out,
I do not sell my t-shirts. I pick who I want to give it to.
Oh,
honored, mm-hmm. girl.
So if like a lot of times people they'll come like they'll just to come see me, and I'll have like maybe like 5 t-shirts. I have like candles that smell like corn on the cob with our logo on it.
Okay.
So I have little goodie bags to give to my Cordy Johns. I really do. Okay. And I just give them away. Everything isn't, I mean, my corn is for sale, but everything isn't always for sale. So I always want to say thank you as well. Aww. And appreciate for people just to come see me. So I do. I give away t-shirts and different things like that.
Okay. And you know what? I can respect that. That really says a lot about you. Like, you know, you're not just for the money. Like you said, you do want to give back. So I think, you know, it's not a grand thing, but even the small things really mean something to somebody. So again, you providing, wanting to give us a shirt, that really means something.
Of course.
I appreciate that. You got a stalker for life.
Uh-huh. I know you give a stalker one. I'm going to get stalker and we're going to give Drew, we're going to give him Corny John.
There you go.
Corny John, I'm with it. I'm with
Corny John.
I like it. Oh my goodness. So you said your ultimate goal is to have a location on the boardwalk. Now, seeing that you're still a food truck for now, I know you're going to make that dream come true. Mm-hmm. What food truck festival would you love to attend? Oh, got her thinking.
In the city or outside of the city?
Oh, no, outside the city, girl.
Right now, I was looking at the one that's at American Dream. Oh, they have like a food truck festival. It's like new, but it looks really cool.
Okay.
I want to do one for American Dream that's in the summer that's supposed to be coming up. That one, and if they bring like something like Made in America back,
mm-hmm.
or the Roots,
I could see that. I could see that.
Something like that, yeah.
I could see that.
So yeah, like big ones.
Yes, I that's for you. You put that out in the universe. That's gonna come to you.
Oh, it is. Mark
absolutely.
My word.
Absolutely. Y'all, we gonna see Corny Jones that Made in America. It would be bomb if you could see Jay-Z and Beyonce with some corn. Just look at her face. Look.
Girl.
Look. Ooh.
And she's supposed to be coming out with this country album too.
Oh no, she did come out with it.
Okay, exactly.
And then,
I can see her with two ears.
Girl, you in my head. That is exactly what I said. I was like, country, corn. She going to have some corn. Beyonce's people, I know you hear me somewhere, like Marshawn Lynch. You going to have to get some of this. you know I'm on my Marshawn Lynch tip. Andrew, leave me alone. You know, maybe we can get Marshawn Lynch to come get some corn.
Yes. Yep. Come on. Come right on over.
Yes. I'm with it. I love that.
Or what's the guy named Keith Lee?
Yes. Yes. Keith Lee needs to come. Girl.
Look at that. They're making it work. They're making it work.
We figuring this out right now.
Yes. Keith Lee, come see me.
Yes.
Okay. Rated 1 to 10.
And it'd be a 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. Because when I tell you that customer service, they stand behind it. Your family. Like, dead serious. You have, like, and again, it's not fast food. So when you place your order, you have to wait. So whether you wait by the truck or you go away, when you come back, baby, they're like, what'd you get, baby? You know, there's no, hurry up, get the corn. No, they talk to you just like you family, sweet as pie as everything. And you know, again, what you give off is what you get back. So you guys give love and you get love back. So I'm happy that even though it took some time, you made it, you're getting where you want to be, mm-hmm. and you're gonna, you know, go real far. I mean, because there ain't a lot of people out here doing corn.
It's not. I'm actually the only one doing it.
Girl,
yeah, I'm the only one doing it that I see.
So is it patented? Like, are you trademarked or?
I am trademarked.
Okay, good.
I am. I'm definitely. I've been trademarked for a while, so I'm trademarked. I make sure that I have my ducks in a row. I, I have some family members that are lawyers. So, of course, they gave me the rundown on, if I'm going to be the brand, I have to be the brand.
Right.
So understanding the things that you need to run a business in a legit way and to also become a possibly become an empire. So you have to, you have to make sure that your stuff is right.
I can see some corny franchising going around.
I can too. Yes. Up and down the boardwalk, up and down the East Coast,
yes.
All over Philly, maybe in the Lincoln Financial Field, stuff like that. I got a couple things on my board back here that I'm trying to get to.
That's right. That is right. I love this. I love that for you. I do.
Thank you.
I just love when people, you can tell how passionate somebody is by just like how they light up when they talk about it. And you can see that you are so passionate about this horny business of yours.
I am serious. Very serious. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not playing any games. Okay. I will put all my eggs in this basket. That's how serious I am about it.
And I'm sure
you're serious about everything that you guys do as well.
Yeah, oh,
we on there. Oh. We climbing. We on the roller coaster ride. It's all momentum right now. It's great.
We're gonna grow together then.
Yeah,
it's great. Listen, you scratch our back, we scratch yours. We all advertise. We do our thing. That's how we do it.
Yeah,
like we create the platform, and like you're like, and people listen to your story. You're helping them figure out, I don't need X, Y, and Z. All I need is X, and I can make this work. Some people overthink it and then they miss their calling, trying to overthink and trying to please everybody. As long as you're happy at the end of the day and you see your vision going through, that's all that matters.
I agree.
That's right. And you just stay with it, stay focused.
Please stay consistent. Right.
Yes.
And don't worry about these other, because what works for them may not work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I like variety. When I'm listening to things, I like variety. It's like always the same thing over and over, over and over, over and over again.
Yes.
And I'm so tired of hearing it. I want to hear about something different. I want to learn something when I walk away.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. And then I think also what people need to stop doing is treating everybody like competition.
Right.
Right.
Like, not everybody is your competitor. Why are we like that? Why?
I'm a joint venture type of fellow. I could see Corny's picturing or going with somebody that sells special drinks. And do you guys have drinks?
We do. We have the tea, and then we also have sodas. I would love to incorporate, something like maybe like turmeric shots and stuff like that. I would love to incorporate others into, what the things that I use when I'm making things, like let's say if they made a special kind of sugar without the sugar
but it's still
the same kind of taste in my beverages, I would use
their product.
I would use their product. I would incorporate their product and I would just go to them.
Gotcha.
I have no problem working with whoever, just as long as I feel like they are the same, like they have the same spunk that I do with their business.
Right.
You have that same, to be serious.
Right, that same grind, that same love they put into their product.
Exactly.
I can see it.
Me too. As you're talking, I'm sitting here, I'm like, who could I recommend or put you on to? I'm going to think on that. It might be after the show. I'm going to be like, I'm going to throw you some people out there.
Yeah, you got my number.
Collaborate. Because you're not stopping. Now, you have that Eagles corn. Any Eagles, reach out, try it, get to it?
Not yet.
Jalen Hurst, what you waiting for? Come on. You done went to Food Chasers.
Listen.
Let's go.
It may take a year. It took a year for the news.
We ain't got time for a year.
We ain't got time for a year?
I ain't got time for a year. That's some... Who is out there with green corn?
Nobody.
All right, then. So we ain't got time for a year. I mean, maybe that might be what they need to get their behinds in gear to get in a Super Bowl.
I'm just saying.
A pre-game snack. There it is.
Green corn.
Or at the game snack, it don't even matter because it got sugar in it. It has natural sugars.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it might give you that extra spunk you guys need to take us to the Super Bowl again.
Hey. I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Look. You heard it here first. We'll figure it out. They're going to figure out how to put their ducks in a row.
We won't figure out how to get her to the Eagles. Your mama ain't know nobody in the Eagles, Andrew.
Listen, I'm going to put it out there. We know everybody. I'm going to put it out there.
We going to put it out there.
Okay.
We know people that know people. So we gonna get you with some Eagles.
No, that's what I said. That's what, but when we all get in the same room, I'm going to invite her to these events. When we all get in the same room with these people, like you said, there's some people that she know, they know the Eagles. She know Kenyatta Johnson, the president.
Oh,
the
yeah.
City council. He know the Eagles. He know the Sixers, too. It's like, listen.
He does. And you know, he's great as well. He does a lot with the youth too, like with his camp and things. Like he's dope. He's really dope. Shout out to Kenyatta.
Shout out to him, Mr. President. Good 4 years. We wish you the best. You'll be seeing me in chambers. Trust me, you will be. I'll be there.
Okay. Okay. Y'all heard that right?
Yeah. He been out here.
We all support each other. Listen, we all just want a safe Philadelphia, where everybody's prosperous and you know, cutting down on the violence. Think about it. Everybody can cut down on the violence, get some corn, and be happy.
Absolutely.
And listen, youth, if you don't have anything, if you want to do something with your hands, come help me. I'll hire. I would love the help.
She said she's hiring and taking on internships and entrepreneurs. We like free labor.
Yes, I am.
Shut up, Andrew.
Yes, I am.
Talk about free labor.
You gotta have an intern or two.
You ain't gotta tell them it's free. Some people might not know what an internship
it's not free.
Is.
It's high paid because you know what? It's called experience, young people.
Yes.
Experience is priceless. Experience will let you open doors that were closed before. Experience will put you in situations where you know the answer because of your internship. So
don't joke
with good internships. Especially in it, and we're looking at no offense, I hate being so cliche, but a sister with her own business.
Yes,
yeah.
She's giving you entrepreneur advice. She's a mom. She's a daughter. She's doing it right now.
She's doing it.
She's making it work. She's putting all her experience, and she's gonna give it to you the corniest way possible.
Yes, I am, and it might come with a corny joke.
Y'all all corny.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a ball. Listen, I'm the corniest person that I know.
Yes.
So I'm at home right now with the cornies because like I'll be being corny telling my jokes. That's what I do.
Yes. You gotta send me some jokes. I always have
I got you.
I got jokes on the back of my business cards. That's how corny I am. Yes.
What?
Yes, I do.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I do. So I have a question. So your season is from, you said, spring to fall. How much corn do you go through?
Thousands and thousands and thousands. I can, in a month, I would say maybe like 5,000 to 6,000.
A month?
Depending on how many events I got booked up, yes. Or catering stuff, yes.
Oh,
it's a lot.
My goodness.
Now, all for y'all, you fast mathematicians out there, don't be trying to calculate her money because her corn is $3 a piece, 3 times times five.
Oh, her corn is definitely not no $3.
It is not $3.
That was them 2019 like that. Prices. That was exactly. 2019 prices.
Oh, listen.
What was that, Joe?
I'm trying to make it easy, but
yesterday's price is not today's
price. It's not
price.
Today's price. Absolutely not.
It is not.
Hey, what y'all was paying for corn yesterday is not what you're going to be paying the corn today. And it ain't going to be that price tomorrow.
And let the Eagles get involved? Oh, that price is definitely not the same price.
No. It is a cap, though.
Okay.
I am going to make sure that I keep my prices low enough for everyone to get it.
Well, child, the prices they at now is fine because that is some superior corn. And they're not no scrawny corn. Like, y'all understand. I am a
fresh
food
corn.
Person. That corn is huge.
Yeah.
And listen, you can keep your corny prices. You keep your corny prices, and then have the corny prices, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Child, that stuff. I can still. I don't know how long ago that was. I can still remember the taste. I can still remember the presentation of it.
Yes.
It was so good.
And Tish, and that right there is a testament to her business ethic, her marketing strategy, her recipes. Because when you remember, you remember the experience.
Absolutely.
You remember where you were when you tasted her corn.
Absolutely.
You remember what you were doing when you was eating her corn.
It comes on a bed of popcorn. So mm-hmm. whatever kind of corn you get, it mm-hmm. comes on top of that season. Like, so let's say you get the jerk one. Jerk corn goes on the bottom of it. So you get popcorn and the toppings. You know what I'm saying? So you get more than you think you would.
Absolutely.
So it's like it's a corny platter.
Yes. Corn all over the world.
Maybe y'all don't stop with this corny.
Yes. Corntastic.
Oh, Jesus.
It's cornerific.
Oh.
Corna Matata. This is great.
Hello?
Hello?
The two of you need to be stopped.
Don't make me start.
Oh man, we're about to have sing along corn songs. I can show you the corn.
Oh no.
A whole new corn.
Oh, what is happening? What is happening?
I need my producer to come.
You need
Mario.
You need a
Wait, what the little boy say? What was he saying?
We going to the studio.
The little boy. Remember the little boy?
Which one? Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
It's Carr.
Oh my God.
Remember him?
Yes.
At that time, that was so crazy. He made corn. He put corn at the top of the list.
Oh, man.
Top of all the search engines, everything. He knocked that one out the park.
I remember that little
corn,
boy.
A corn soundtrack. She gonna be blasting the corn, you know, cornament songs and everything.
Cornament songs.
Throw that corn in a circle. Throw that corn in a circle. Hey. Throw that corn in a circle.
Don't.
Throw that corn in a circle.
Oh, yeah. I promise you, Miss Wiggins, if I come to an event and I hear these songs.
Throw that corn in the circle. That might be good.
I'm gonna be mad.
I'm gonna drop a beat on that, John, too.
Yes, please do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, where did we go wrong?
Oh man. I see the vision. I see your vision.
Yeah.
I see it.
No music. We good.
Watch. Next time you say I'm gonna have my own theme song. Watch.
Oh, okay. Theme song. I'm with the theme song.
We gonna call it "Throw That Corn in the Circle."
No.
Hey.
Throw that corn in the circle. Throw that corn in the circle. I'm gonna throw that corn.
We have a corny dance.
No.
We have a corny dance. What are we corny stepping? Hey, corny mm-hmm. step.
The corny challenge.
The corny step.
What's it called? What's that? The corny dosey dough or something like that.
Oh. Well, you know what? I'm here for the brainstorming. Let's keep it going. I love these business ideas. Some of them. The music. You know, have a theme song. Have a theme song. I'm with that.
I got to think of something for the theme song. See, y'all got me. See, now I got to add another.
I want to hear the corn theme song with the corn trailer, with the corn soundtrack. And then when it's all said and done, because you already got the corny gear, now I want some corny perfume or corny cologne. So you know,
okay.
You know, you okay. feel me?
You want to walk around smelling like corn, butter?
Hey,
corn?
If it's her corn, yeah.
No, I actually, but I do. I gotta send y'all this too. But I actually have.
She has butter popcorn.
Butter popcorn candle. Corn butter popcorn candle. I'm gonna have to send you this as well.
That is just gonna make me hungry.
Yeah,
right.
She said
it's
that's
either
all
gonna
right.
make you hungry or it's gonna make you think of me. Either way, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a good business.
Hey,
marketing piece.
She gonna have the she gonna have the stickers with the scratches, and you're gonna smell the corn.
Scratch and sniff.
Oh, scratch and sniff. Yes.
But of your different flavors though. So you know what I'm saying?
For the kids.
Twins can market that. There you go. Bam. Done.
Corny color
or Corny's color, but exactly.
Yeah, see, this is what we do on Figure It Out.
This is what Figure It Out is all about.
Oh my God. Oh man. See, now you're gonna have all the other entrepreneurs trying to get on the show.
That's right. That's right. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
No, you can't reuse your ideas though. They're mine.
Oh, for sure. Oh no, no, no. Okay, oh, no, no,
the
no.
Trademark. Everybody behind you is corny.
Exactly. I like the coloring book. I like that.
I do. I think Corey's color. I think it's great.
With the
scratch and sniff stickers. Mm-hmm.
Bring it out, summer.
Your corny flavors. I'm with it.
Okay. I love this, but I'm sorry. I'm just like, my mind is really on this Eagles thing. I don't know. Just because I feel like Jalen Hurts, he kind of owes us. So I need that to work for you.
Okay.
We're going.
I'm going to bring you in on a deal.
Oh, thanks. You know, I don't even need to be on the deal. I just need to meet him. And if he knows Marshawn Lynch, just bring him too. Just the icing on the cake for me.
All right, well, I'm
going to
try to make it happen.
Mm, yes. Like, if you know, friends, if you listen to the show, you know I have an infatuation with Marshawn Lynch. And
yes, she does.
I'm going to have to forward this. Once you guys make this live, I'm going to have to forward this right on over.
Yeah,
to,
I love him.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
Yes, please do. If you know a family member, family member or a friend or a cousin or, you know, just somebody in the inner circle, just throw this out there. Marshawn Lynch.
So real quick, because I'm brainstorming still as we're talking. I just want to know, do you do corny parties?
I do. They be corny as hell.
I just want to know, yeah, like I'm talking like block parties or like somebody have like if I'm having a birthday and I want you to pull up and I want to theme it out in yellow and corn and you know I'm gonna corn everywhere.
You got corn balloons?
I do. Huh?
You got corn balloons?
No. Great. I mean, I can always add it. I have to figure out how I can make sure it looks like my logo.
Yeah, right.
You know, but we pull up the I do catering. Okay, so with or without the truck.
I know, right? what is your most popular corn that you would say people order?
I would say it depends on the crowd.
Okay.
So let's say I was in Villanova.
Mm-hmm.
My most popular corn would probably be the Mexican style street corn.
Okay.
The Juanita?
The Lisa.
Lisa, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's say I was in North Philadelphia. The most popular one would probably be the Cajun one.
Oh, okay.
Or the jerk.
Nice.
If I'm somewhere where there's a lot of kids, it's gonna be the plain George.
The George, yes.
You know, so it definitely depends on the crowd.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I know, like, you know, if I know where I'm going, if I'm familiar with that area, I know what to make more of.
Gotcha. Now, for our friends who may or may not know your food truck, it's a little on the smaller side. Do you have...
Not anymore.
Girl!
Yeah. I've gotten... So I've gotten... Wait. Which one did you see?
I saw the little one. You got a bigger one?
I do. I have a bigger one. It's It's much bigger. It's still a trailer, but it's like 7 by 16, so it's much bigger and wider.
Nice.
And yeah, so I'm able to house more food, serve more people, hire more youth.
Did you hear that? Hire more youth.
Yes.
I like that piece. Nothing wrong with the older people, but the youth need somewhere to be, need somewhere to learn.
Yes.
I like that. So now, if you know, for our friends that listen, parents or otherwise, if they want their youth involved with what you do, how do they connect with you?
Oh yeah, of course. You can reach out to me via Instagram or Facebook, and it's my name. You can look up Corneys, Corneys. Send me an inbox, or you can reach me on my website, which is www.corneys.com. You can reach me that way as well.
And then the time is now to reach you, because yes, you're
please
getting booked up.
Yes, I'm getting geared up. So I'm gonna I need to finish. I got a couple things that I need to finish out this week. And I'll post it on my page how to reach me, because I definitely want to start building my own team instead of my family always being there helping me. even though I know they love it. Oh, why wouldn't they?
Right.
But they have a life too. And I want them to be able to say, to feel like they can say yes or no. Okay. You know, like, oh, she's fine. She, you know, she has her team. They're doing it. If they want to come, they can. They can come help. They can come assist me. But I want it to be more of a option for them.
I got you. That's nice. That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has been so much fun talking to you, but we are not ready to let you go, because we'd like to ask our guests a couple of questions before they do.
Yes, please.
Now, I think I know the answer, but I'm still going to ask it anyway. Mm-hmm. What makes you a success?
Consistency.
Mm.
I like that.
Now, when you say consistency, in what aspect?
It doesn't matter. If you're consistent at doing something, you become more of a master at it. So if I wanted to learn how to braid, if I train myself to do it every day, I would get better, and better.
Yes.
So consistency in always life. I'm consistent with, you know, being a good mom. I'm consistent with paying my bills on time.
Mm.
I'm consistent with learning more things about my business. I'm consistent with showing up.
Mm, so that part.
Being consistent.
Yeah.
We definitely like this. Here, I figure it out. We're consistent too. And from our consistency, we see what we've grown so much over these past couple of seasons. And so that is a big thing that we can relate to.
Yes.
And another thing that we can relate to here, I figure it out, is reading. And my question to you is, what book or books are you currently reading?
I am actually reading
Atomic Habits.
Yes.
That's
by James Clear, Atomic Habits. That is a really good book for just period, but you know, in business too. Tiny changes, remarkable results.
Yes.
Atomic Habits.
I love that book. Can I just offer that question? I love, so far, we have not encountered this, and I'm going to knock on wood, hope that we don't. But every guest, Andrew, that we have asked about reading a book is reading.
Yes.
I love that.
That shows you their dedication and their education experience, because like they're constantly learning. And like people, like they don't think about it. Like you guys are talking to us and you guys are pulling a book right out. And then you're not faking it to make it. Like you're living it. You need example. Like that's what we love.
I absolutely love that. And I know our librarian that was on the show loves it every time we ask about what book are you reading. And then just to hear all these different books, no one so far has read the same book. So we're hearing all different kinds of books.
Yeah. Okay.
I love
this. This is what I'm reading.
I love that. Love it. Reading never dies, people. You need to read all the time. Just saying.
And it helps with the way you talk to people as well.
Yeah.
That, can you repeat that, please?
It helps with your speech. Reading helps with your speech. You do not, honestly, you don't have to say a word. You know, you can, you don't have to read out loud, but you know, just from reading, your speech will become much better.
Yeah. And listeners out there, it will help your vocabulary. You won't be using the same words over and over again. You have a diverse vocabulary, a diverse way you speak, and you'll be sounding all like you.
Yes.
If that makes sense. And it can be corny. It can be corny. You could be corny. We could be corny.
We're all corny.
It's just you two. Don't put all of us in that box. Leave me out of this. That's why I said I'm a stalker. I'm not corny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're a stalker. That's right.
Yeah, I'm a corny right. John. Y'all heard it first. I'm a corny John. Y'all already know what it is.
You are a corny John.
Absolutely. Y'all got that together. So my question is, and this is a question I love to ask. If you had the opportunity to assist a famous person with figuring something out, who would it be and why?
Wow, that's a okay. So
I feel like it's right there. You just don't want to say it.
I don't want to say it because it's like a guilty pleasure that I shouldn't even be. You know what? I would say Monique.
Oh, That's a new one. Okay.
And I would help her figure out how to let things go and be more thankful and aware of what's in front of you now. So I think, you know, she's older than me and things like that, but you know, watching her interviews recently and things like that, it just seems as though, like, I understand things happen to you, but healing, letting go, and appreciating the things that are in front of you is better than complaining about things that happened to you previously, because you're still standing because of God. So be thankful. Be grateful.
Right. Yes.
Very well said.
So that's somebody that I would help do
okay.
Something.
Okay.
I thought she was going to say Gordon Ramsay, and this is how you make corn. I'm playing that.
Definitely not Gordon Ramsay. I wasn't thinking of anybody that cooks. I swear, and this is just a guilty pleasure because sometimes she'll come up on my timeline like, oh my gosh, she's a train wreck. What's that girl name? Krishan.
Oh my God.
I wanted it to be her, but I don't know if she may be beyond helping from me.
Oh,
so,
gotcha.
But you know, I sometimes I like a little bit of drama, and she is definitely
she
drama.
She is drama.
Mm-hmm.
She's something. You know,
she's definitely something, but I don't think I can help her. I think Monique might be a little, like, you know, might be
a little more receptive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Understandable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our favorite question.
Yes.
A ton of answers we get, but at what age do you think an individual should have life figured out?
She was taken aback, y'all. She's like, what?
35.
Mm. Oh, okay. And why do you say 35?
I'm curious.
I'm wondering why 35? She's thinking on it.
35 is the age that you should have life figured out. And then we had a moment of time freezing at everybody at 35 to see what they were doing.
I had to reevaluate life.
I personally feel like 35 because I'm 35 right now.
Okay.
And I am just starting to feel like I am starting to figure it out. like
Okay.
figure, understanding how to do things the right way. I think under 35, you know, you make those mistakes and, you know, you make enough mistakes where you're like, okay, I'm not doing that again. I'm done with that. I'm done getting tickets. Because then they're going to boot my car and take it away. And then I'm going to have to pay off all the tickets instead of getting a payment plan, or instead of, paying it when you get it and things like that. So I feel like I made those small mistakes that can turn into big ones.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm just starting to really honestly figure things out at 35.
Okay.
So 35. Has somebody else said something different?
Had a couple different answers, but there again, it's subjective, so there's no right or wrong. And you know, we love listening to everybody's answers and, you know, their thought process on why they gave that answer. So, you know, your answer is just fine. That's what you feel, that's what you feel. And there might be somebody out there who agrees with you. So
yeah, I hope that maybe they may have learned those things at 30, but you know, I said 35. You know, 35. I'm 35. I'm just figuring things out, you know, where, you know, I won't make those same mistakes that I had before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, it's 35.
All right. So no, then.
No. I would say, I'm just curious. Uh-huh. So when we get you back on here in about 5 years and you're 40, I wonder if you're going to change your answer to 40. Might figure out some new stuff, you know?
I might make some new mistakes.
I'll just play.
Know what? I made some new mistakes. I'm gonna give myself some extra time. 40.
Like, I take it back. So I'm gonna kind of do a follow-up to that one. So you're saying 35 is when you should have life figured out. Now, what is one thing you wish you had figured out earlier? I'm sorry, we didn't mean to make you think so hard. Okay.
I wish I would have started a food truck business earlier.
Nice.
Like you know, when I was younger. By now, I think I would be much further. And I wouldn't have made those mistakes that I made in the beginning, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, cause things take time and we're not getting any younger, but I would have loved to have started or became an entrepreneur, even if it wasn't food, became an entrepreneur sooner, because I feel like I got the knack for it.
Nice. Nice. I like that. Okay. You got anything else, Mr. Andrew?
I think you should ask her one more to get
anything.
All right. Surprise her, Tish. Give her one of the Tishalicious questions.
Yes, give me the please. What's Tishalicious?
Why did we pull that name out?
Tishalicious.
I have not heard that name in years.
Yes, give me that one. I want that.
What's a delicious question?
Yes, I do.
I don't even know what that is or what that means. Yes, my question was just gonna be real simple. What was the best piece of advice you've received?
Such a delicious question.
We got her thinking out here. Ooh, I like it.
I'm gonna put a little corny spin on it.
Okay, I'm with it.
We're gonna say the best compliment that I received.
Okay. All right. Let's go with that. What's that?
The best compliment that I have received, which was recently, when my daughter told me that she is proud of me and that I am doing a good job with Cornies when she saw me on TV.
I'm about to cry.
I'm gonna do a compliment. So,
and that's every parent's dream when their kids say that, I'm proud of you.
I know
that is awesome.
That's awesome. That is a beautiful thing.
Yes. So I'm gonna do a compliment. I had too many. I've gotten advice, great advice from so many people. I don't want to just pick one,
I
but
got you.
I'll spotlight my children for that
That's
one.
right.
Yeah.
Yes, that is beautiful. So I, oh, baby girl, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am happy you started Cornies. I am happy that we crossed paths. I wish nothing but the best for you going forward. Blessings just to blossom, you know, to popcorn as much as you can everywhere.
Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna get on your little bandwagon for like 2 seconds there. There's my little corny joke. And I.
See, she became a corny John.
Corny, corny John.
I knew it would get her.
Oh my
Oh man,
goodness.
yeah, Corny Jones stalker. I done seen it all.
Corny John Stalker. Maybe. But I really loved hearing your story. I'm glad you started. You know, don't stop is all I can tell you. Hope that we
You.
helped you figure out some things, you know, going
Yes,
forward.
you
And, you know, friends, we thank you for tuning in and listening. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please be sure to like, share, comment, and subscribe. You can
Yes.
listen to episodes of this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We are everywhere. We are on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. Follow Miss Wiggins on Instagram.
Yes.
And, you know, I hope that we helped you figure out something today. You know, that all yellow brick roads lead to corn.
Yes, they do. We figured it out.
She's getting real corny right now.
Like I said, I'm on it for just a moment and we're off. So until next time, friends, peace and love.
Peace and love and pop that corn.
We're here for you.
Oh,
We're
Jesus.
here for you, everybody. We are here for you.
I love it.